Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. Once again, as always, I want to thank our patrons. Your generosity is making a huge difference. As you know, we're working to build 5 masterpieces, not just one, and we're just at the beginning of this podcast. So we're on our way, we hope, but we're on our way to making this a masterpiece as well. And it's only possible because of your help. So again, thank you very, very much. Today, we're going to do another papal snapshot. This one is going to be quite a bit shorter, so we're going to skip the opening verse today. You can probably guess maybe Matthew 16, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. That'd be a pretty good one, but we're pretty short today, so we'll just go right into it. This one is about Origen. He's the Alexandrian theologian in Egypt. Origen repents to St. Pope Fabian, and this is from the mid-200s. So we'll do, as we all always do, our roadmap, and the roadmap will just give everybody a sense of where we're going. This papal snapshot concerns the assertion by Rufinus of Aquileia, I think that's how you pronounce it, and St. Jerome, that Origen, the prominent 3rd century theologian from Alexandria, Egypt, repented of various doctrinal errors to St. Pope Fabian, who was pope from AD 236 to 250. So the roadmap for this one is as follows. Our thesis is that Origen's repentance for some of his doctrines to St. Pope Fabian provides strong evidence that as early as the mid-200s, very, very early, it was well known by even prominent figures in the East, like Origen, that the Pope possessed superior authority in doctrinal matters. We will show this by, 1, providing some historical context for Origen's repentance, 2, quoting the relevant portion from Rufinus's apology, which simply means defense, then summarizing, 3rd, we'll summarize the conclusions we believe can be reasonably inferred from this event. All right, so let's start with a little bit of historical context. As I said earlier, Origen was one of the most important Christian theologians of the 3rd century, the 200s, and he was a prominent member of the famous catechetical school of Alexandria, which is in Egypt. While much of what he had to say was perfectly orthodox, some of his teachings were a bit controversial, not only in his time, but centuries later. Many of them would be condemned multiple times by various councils. One such controversy rose between Rufinus, a philosopher, historian, and theologian, and St. Jerome, who engaged in a lengthy, and I must say very heated, spar over Origen's doctrines, the appropriateness of translating his works, and a few other matters. So now we'll go into Rufinus's apology, because this is where the quote comes from for this papal snapshot. So it was in this context, the fight between Rufinus and Jerome, in his apology, his defense, meaning his defense against the attacks of St. Jerome, that Rufinus asserted to St. Jerome, citing Jerome himself as his source, that Origen had repented of various doctrinal errors to St. Pope Fabian. And this comes from, for those who are wondering, again, we're going to have notes on all the platforms that have all the citations to all this, and also on the Becoming Catholic blog. But this comes from Book 1, Section 44 of Rufinus's apology. And this is the quote. Quote, he's saying this to Jerome. You say that Origen himself repented of these doctrines, and that he sent a document to that effect to Fabian, who was at that time bishop of the city of Rome. And yet, after this repentance of his, and after he had been dead 150 years, you drag him into court and call for his condemnation. How is it possible, then, that you should receive forgiveness, even though you repent, since he who before was penitent for omitting those doctrines gains no forgiveness? He wrote just as you have written. He repented as you have repented. You ought, therefore, either both of you to be absolved for your repentance, or if you refuse forgiveness to a penitent, which I do not desire to see you insist upon, to be both of you equally condemned. So here's what we believe we can conclude from this brief allusion to Origen's repentance. 1, as far as both Rufinus and St. Jerome were concerned, Origen had repented of his doctrinal errors to St. Pope Fabian. 2, this repentance by Origen is evidence of the fact that at least as early as the mid-200s, it was known that the Pope possessed superior authority in doctrinal matters. This conclusion, 3rd, is likely, for even if Origen repented to his own bishop in Alexandria, which other historical reports say he did as well, such repentance would, on its own, be sufficient if all bishops possessed the exact same authority in matters of doctrine. Therefore, since he also repented to a pope who was a long way away from him, it is most logical to conclude that the pope possessed some sort of superior authority in matters of doctrine. Otherwise, Origen would have had no reason to repent to a bishop who was on almost what would have felt like the other side of the world. So, again, papal snapshot, one document, again, revealing about papal authority. And with that, we will, as always, conclude with our anthem verse, which comes from Psalm 73, 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing but you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.